Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Top story on our partner, the BBC's news site this morning, is the most senior American commander in the country, General Ray Odierno, who is concerned that the country will be forgotten amid the current focus on Afghanistan. Certainly Afghanistan, the war in Afghanistan is something that we report on almost daily here on the program. But what is going on in Iraq? Well, you may have forgotten him, even if you haven't forgotten the fact that Iraq is still a war zone. But the man who threw his shoes at President George W. Bush in Iraq has been released from prison after 9 months in jail. Hugh Sykes joins us, BBC correspondent in Baghdad. Hugh, good morning.
Good. Is it? What time is it?
It's afternoon for you, of course.
The guy who threw the shoe at President Bush
was a sort of a pop culture icon, both in the Arab world and here in the United States to a certain extent. Then he went into prison after being sentenced for assaulting of a world leader, I think was the law. He was sentenced to something greater than 9 months, but now he's released. So what's next for him? Does he go on the Leno show tonight here in New York or here in the United States?
Hey, I have to say it was two shoes and the insult. Well, not only doubled, it was trebled, because in Arab culture, using a shoe in this way is profoundly insulting. So two shoes was doubly insulting. He also called Bush a dog, and dogs are regarded as dirty creatures in the Muslim world. Not going to go on Jay Leno or the Letterman show, but he's almost had his own equivalent already. Immediately after being let out of jail, he arrived at the Al-Baghdadiyya compound. Al-Baghdadiyya is the television station that he was working for as a correspondent at the press conference, where he threw the shoes. And as he went into the dusty compound, a trumpeter, two drummers sounded a welcome for him. And in his honour, three sheep had their throats cut bloodily live on TV right in front of the cameras on his own channel. And then he had his own news conference. And that was where he started to say some serious things. He said he'd been tortured in jail. He had a couple of quotes for you from what he said about that. He said at the very moment that the Prime Minister, Mr. al-Maliki, was on television saying that he wouldn't rest until he was sure that I was sleeping on a comfortable bed, I was being hideously tortured. I was being given electric shocks, being hit with cables and steel rods. I was left handcuffed and partially immersed in water until dawn in cold weather. I demand that Mr. al-Maliki apologize for concealing the truth. Well, we rang up an advisor to the Prime Minister a few minutes ago, and he said, well, if he's making these allegations, they certainly should be investigated.
Hmm. Well, Hugh Sykes, BBC correspondent, it sounds like there's at least a book deal in there for Muntadhar al-Zaidi, who left an army base after 9 months of imprisonment on Tuesday in Iraq, accompanied by several members of the Iraqi parliament. The Bush shoe thrower is out of prison. Hugh Sykes, thanks so much.